Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 23 for Wednesday, August 19th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were narrowly mixed Wednesday morning, lacking any clear direction as the market saw some consolidation after yesterday's sharp declines. Canola was trading within 50 cents of unchanged, the November contract down 40 cents at $474.30 per ton. Canola broke below some major support levels yesterday. That's bearish from a chart standpoint and could set the stage for further declines. However, there are also ideas that the downturn was overdone, and that accounted for some light buying interest today. Ongoing uncertainty over the size of this year's crop remained supportive as well. StatsCan releases its first survey-based production estimates on Friday, and the crop is generally expected to be down on the year due to adverse weather, although how much lower remains to be seen. Harvest operations are starting up and farmer hedges should weigh on values in the upcoming weeks. A softer tone in Chicago soy oil and other outside markets also put pressure on canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat are both mostly lower after chopping around overnight, while corn held on to small gains. Soybeans are up 2 cents to down 3, the November contract down 2 cents at $9.02 per bushel. A crop tour going on right now in the Midwest is seeing mixed results, with excess moisture causing problems in some areas and other areas in reasonably good shape. With a long time to go until the U.S. harvest, the production uncertainty remained somewhat supportive. Good demand from domestic crushers helped underpin soybeans as well, although weakness in the global vegetable oil markets kept the overall bias to the downside. Corn, it's up 3 to 4 cents, the December contract up 4 at $3.81 per bushel. Crop scouts are now reporting nitrogen deficiency and stunted crops in parts of the Midwest, and that was supportive. However, just as in beans, there are also areas that are beating earlier expectations. Wheat is steady to down 2 cents, the December contract in Chicago down a penny at $4.98 per bushel. The advancing U.S. spring wheat harvest remained a bearish influence in the background, as wheat futures remained stuck in a solid downtrend from a chart perspective as well. However, reports of smaller crops out of Russia and Ukraine were somewhat supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, August 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.